राज राजन भगवान उरुक्रमः। क्षितिं पदैकेन बलेर्विचक्रमे नभा शरीरे न दिशश्च बाहुभिः। Please repeat. माताजी word to word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Sunanda Mukhyaha. The associates of the Lord, headed by Sunanda, Upatastho, began to offer prayers. Isham, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parshada Mukhyaha, other chiefs of the associates. Sahalokapalaha, with the predominating deities of all the planets. Puratkiritaha, with a brilliant helmet. Angada, bracelets. Meena Kundalaha, and earrings in the shape of fish. Srivatsa, the hair named Srivatsa on his bosom. Ratna Uttama, the best of jewels. Kaustubha, Mekhala, belt. Ambarahi, with yellow garments. Madhuvrata, of bees. Shrak, in which there was a garland. Vanamalaya, by a flower garland. Avritaha, covered. Raraja, predominantly manifested. Rajan, O King, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Urukramaha, who is prominent by his wonderful activities. Kshitim, the whole surface of the world. Padaikena, by one footstep. Balehe, of Bali Maharaj. Vichakrame, covered. Nabaha, the sky. Sharirena, by his body. Dishaha, Dishahacha, and all directions. Bahubihi, by his arms. Translation. These associates, headed by Sunanda and other chief associates, and accompanied by all the predominating deities of the various planets, offered prayers to the Lord, who wore a brilliant helmet, bracelets, and glittering earrings that resembled fish. On the Lord's bosom were the lock of hair called Srivatsa, and the transcendental jewel named Kaustubha. He wore a yellow garment. He wore a yellow garment covered by a belt, and he was decorated by a flower garland, surrounded by bees. Manifesting himself in this way, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, covered the entire surface of the earth with one footstep, the sky with his body, and all directions with his arms. Purport. One might argue, since Bali Maharaj promised Vamandev only the land occupied by his steps, why did Lord Vamandev occupy the sky also? In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that the steps include everything, downward and upward. When one stands up, he certainly occupies certain parts of the sky and certain portions of the earth below his feet. Thus, there was nothing uncommon for the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he occupied the entire sky with his body. Om Ajnanatim Randhasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna. So today we recited from the verses of 32 and 33, but still there are a few more verses which we did not recite. Once I will read them out, thereafter we will discuss on Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you open the 24th?
Sandhyam vibhurva sachi guhya aikshata praja patincha ghane atma mukhyan नाभ्याम नभ कुक शिशु सप्त सिंधून गुरु क्रमशो रसित अर्क्ष मालाम
बलि महाराज सॉ बीनिथ द गार्लैंड्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड हु एक्ट्स वंडरफुली द इवनिंग ट्वाइलाइट इन द लॉर्ड्स प्राइवेट पार्ट्स ही सॉ द प्रजापतिस एंड इन द राउंड पोर्शन ऑफ द वेस्ट ही सॉ हिमसेल्फ विथ हिज कॉन्फिडेंशियल एसोसिएट्स इन द लॉर्ड्स नेवल ही सॉ द स्काई ऑन द लॉर्ड्स वेस्ट ही सॉ द सेवन ओशंस And on the Lord's bosom, he saw all the clusters of stars.
Rudyanga dharmam stanayor murare rutam cha satyam cha manascha tirgam stiyam cha vakshas saravinda hastam kanthem cha samani samastare faam indra pradhanam maranja bhushe tatkarna yoka kubudhaushya murdnim kaisheshu meghanchu sasannasikayam akshnoshya suryam vadanim cha vannim वाण्यं च छन्दांसि रसें जलासं भ्रुवोर्निषेधं च विधिं च पक्ष्मसु अहंश्च रात्रिश्च परस्य पुंसं मन्युं ललाटे धर एव लोभं स्पर्शे च कामं नुपरेत सांभ पृष्ठे त्वधर्मं क्रमणेषु यज्ञं छायासु मृत्युं हसिते च मायां तनुर्हेषो तनुर्शोषधिजातयश्च नदीश्चणाडीषु शिलानखेषु बुद्धावजं देवगणान्दृशिश्च प्राणेषु गात्रे स्थिरजङ्गमाणि सर्वाणि भूतानि ददर्श वीरः
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेइंग माय डियर किंग ऑन द पाथ ऑन द हार्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड मुरारी ही सॉ रिलीजन On the chest, both pleasing words and truthfulness. In the mind, the moon. On the bosom, the goddess of fortune, with her lotus flower in her hand. On the neck, all the Vedas and all sound vibrations. On the arms, all the demigods, headed by King Indra. In both ears, all the directions. On the head, the upper planetary systems. On the hair, the clouds. In the nostrils, the wind. On the eyes, the sun. And in the mouth, fire. From his words came all the Vedic mantras. On his tongue was the demigod of water, Varunadeva. On his eyebrows were the regulative principles. And on his eyelids were day and light. When his eyes were open, it was daytime. And when they were closed, it was night. On his forehead was anger. And on the semen were all the waters. On his back was irreligion. And in his wonderful activities or steps, was the fire of sacrifice. On his shadow was death. In his smile was the illusory energy. And on the hairs of his body were all the drugs and herbs. In his veins were all the rivers. On his nails were all the stones. In his intelligence were Lord Brahma, the demigods and the great saintly persons. And throughout his entire body and senses were all living entities, moving and stationary. Bali Maharaj thus saw everything in the gigantic body of the Lord.
Sarvatmanidam bhuvanam niriksham sarve suraha kashmala puranga sudarshanam chakramasaiha tejo dhanushcha sharangam stanayitnu gosham.
O King, when all the demons, the followers of Maharaja Bali, saw the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held everything within his body, when they saw in the Lord's hand his disc,
known as Sudarshan Chakra, which generates intolerable heat. And when they heard the tumultuous sound of his bow, all of this caused lamentation within their hearts.
Parjanya ghosho jalajaha panchajanyaha kaumodaki vishnu gadata pasvini vidyadharoshi shatachandra yukta suno tamavakshayaya sakocha.
The Lord's conch shell, named Panchajanya, which made sounds like that of cloud, the very forceful club named Kaumuduki, the sword named Vidyadhara, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moon-like spots, and also Akshayasaka, the best of rivers. All these appeared together to offer prayers to the Lord.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So thus we are supposed to discuss on about 9 to 10 verses together. So before I commence today's discussion on the great Srimad Bhagavatam, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled over here, especially all the senior devotees, because personally I do not have any qualification to speak on Bhagavatam. But please bless me that I will be able to repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. Once there was a circus. You might have seen circus in your villages, or you might be seeing the advertisement of the circus. One time there was a circus, and the advertisement was free entry. Free. Anybody can come in. No fees to see the circus. So throngs of people were gushing or rushing towards the circus to see the fun. And when the show was over, they were finding out or trying to find out where is the exit. And there was no exit at all. And somehow or other they found out the huge queue to exit the circus, the tent. And then they inquired, for what reason the queue is there? Just to go out of this circus. Hey, what is this? See, the entry is free. The exit is not free. The exit is very chargeable. You have to give good amount of money here. Then only you can go out. So this is material world. The entry is free. Ichha desha samuthena dvanga mohena bharata. We came into this material world with our own desire to lord it over the material nature. But the exit is not so easy. It's very difficult. Durgaha. Dur means very difficult. Ga means going. Very difficult. Because to exit from this material world, we will have to give up our false ego, which is the ultimate bondage. One time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to sacrifice everything for Krishna. Prabhupada started laughing. What do you have to sacrifice for Krishna? Already it belongs to Krishna. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. So we cannot sacrifice everything. And Prabhupada told to his devotee, all you have to sacrifice is just your false ego, that you own something or you know something. So this is the entire gist of Bali Maharaj's pastime, or Vamandev's pastimes with Bali Maharaj. If we see the whole description of Vishwarupa as shown to Bali Maharaj and the demons, already everything belongs to Vamandev. Already he is owning it.
everything on the Satbara of the Brahmanda. You understand Satbara? Already Krishna is there, everywhere. But somehow or other, we are trespassing. And we are feeling that I own something. Just like Bali Maharaj, he was thinking that I am the owner of this Brahmanda, this universe. So that false ego needs to be surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna or Vamanadeva. That is the charge, that is the fees of exiting this miserable circus of the material life and the material universe. There is something called as right beyond right. One time one teacher gave 3 mangoes to the student. And again the teacher gave 2 more mangoes and asked, how many are there with you now? The student said, 6. How come 6? I first gave 3, then I gave 2. Jai Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaurnita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. First I gave you 3 mangoes, then I gave you 2 mangoes. It should be 5. How you are telling 6? Then the student said, I already had 1 earlier, prior to your giving to me. So the technically teacher is right, but practically the student is right, because he is having earlier 1 mango. He is not wrong and she is also not wrong. So similarly, if you see Bali Maharaj, what wrong he has done. On his own might, on his own power, he has conquered Indra, the demigod, and is ruling the universe. What wrong he has done? As a Kshatriya, he has followed his own course. Still, through the agency of his mother, they made alliance with Lord Vishnu. For that sake, if you see moral vision, with the vision of moral world, they made alliance with Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu came in disguise as Vamana and he comes. Literally speaking, he cheats Bali Maharaj. In the words of Jayadeva Goswami, Mahakavi, whose poems Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear. That means Jayadeva Goswami is not speaking lies. Literally speaking, he cheated Bali Maharaj. Chalayasi vikramane bali madbhuta vaman. Chalayasi. But still, being the worthy descendant of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj did not deny to obey the promise given to the Lord. He followed the promise that he has given to the Lord. Even though Bali Maharaj was technically right, he could have told, he had all justifications to say, how I cannot give you the land, how I cannot surrender. But still, there is something called as right beyond right. What is the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That should happen. Otherwise, Vasudeva also had given promise to Kansa, but he did not keep up that promise. Because there is some, Bali Maharaj is keeping up the promise and Vasudeva is not keeping up the promise. Because there is something called as transcendental morality, which follows the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That needs to be followed. That is called as higher religion, paro dharma. And that is the goal of human life. That's why Bali Maharaj is glorified. Although he may be right on some grounds, technically or any way, but still, just to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did not justify or he did not deny his offering to the Lord. Even though he was warned by his spiritual master Shukracharya, who had given him life, rebirth, still Bali Maharaj, he followed the footsteps of his own grandfather Prahlad Maharaj and surrendered to Vamandev, considering himself as an offender. That's why Chakravarti Pad and other acharyas, they mention in future purpose, you will see in the future chapters, While Bali Maharaj was arrested, he was considering that I am an offender, not Vamandev, neither anybody else. I am an offender that I did not fulfill the desire of the Lord. So because of that mentality, because of that psychological status, because of that attitude of gratitude, Bali Maharaj is always glorified and he became Mahajana. So no matter how much we are right, how much we are wrong, no matter what happens in our life, we should be always grateful to the Lord. That's why our greatest of acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they always say, Amar Jivana Sada Papirat. They never say, I am the best devotee. Never say. We should always be grateful for whatever happens in our life, in whichever way. Then Christian missionaries, in the 12th century or 13th century beginning, there was one father in Italy. When Prabhupada went to that region, Italy, the disciples informed him about that saintly person whose name was Francesco, Saint Francis of Assisi. And when Prabhupada heard about his symptoms and behavior, Prabhupada said he was a great Vaishnava. He was a Vaishnava. We should respect him. So he has a story about him. This Francesco was traveling to some church, cathedral, and he was having his disciple, Leo. And it was freezing cold winter. And they were walking by foot towards the cathedral. And he asked Brother Leo, get pen and paper. I want you to write down something. Yes, yes, Guru Maharaj, tell me what I am supposed to write. Yes, write down. My dear Brother Leo, the highest achievement of our life is not that if we preach everywhere in every city and town of the world. That's not the highest achievement. Write down. Yes, he wrote it down. Yes, Guru Maharaj, what else is there? Yes, Brother Leo, write down. The highest achievement of our life is not that if we convert every person into our religion. That's not the highest achievement of our life. Then also he wrote down. Then what else is the highest achievement of our life? Please tell me. If we go to the church that we are proceeding towards and we knock on the door, and if they don't open it, and even if they do open and they blaspheme us, you are an idiot, you are a rascal, you are a sinful person, why did you come here? And they throw us away out of this arena with rebuking words. And if we feel attitude of gratitude, thankness, yes, he is the person who has understood me. Amar Jivana Sada Papirat. I am not the right person to enter the temple of God. I am not the right person directly serving such a great parampara and the supreme personality of Godhead. If we feel in that condition, that's the achievement of life. And again, because of freezing cold, we knock the door, they come out of that knocking sound and they bring a big stick which was having a knot, and they beat us with that stick in the freezing cold. And then if we say, thank you, my dear God, thank you. That's the highest achievement of our life. So it doesn't matter how many times we are mishandled in that way, but in always in every situation, if we thank God, if we thank Krishna, that's the highest achievement of our life. Life is a continuous shower of blessings. Our misfortune is that we fail to understand this blessing in each and every format. That's our misfortune. Rather, we calculate and figure out success in different languages, in different terms. That's our misfortune. Just like once Bhishma Deva, he called Yudhishthir and Duryodhana when they were in adolescence, Kishorvayina age, adolescence. And Bhishma Deva told in the morning, Yudhishthir, you go out, you search a better person than you. Yes, Pitamaha, I will try to find out a better person than me. Then he went. Bhishma Pitamaha told Duryodhana, Duryodhan, you go out. No, I just spoke the wrong way. Pitamaha told Yudhishthir, you find out a wrong person than you, a guilty person than you. And he told Duryodhana, you go and find out a better person than you. Vice versa. So throughout the day, Yudhishthir went out to search a sinful person than him. And Duryodhana went to find out a better person than him. And in the evening time, they came and reported to Bhishma Pitamaha. So Pitamaha asked, how many boys and how many people you found? To Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir said, my dear Pitamaha, I am the worst. There is no more sinful person than me. I am very fallen. I am the only one who came back. And then he asked Duryodhana, did you find out anybody else? No, Pitamaha. In this world, on the earth planet, I am the best. I am the best prince. I am supposed to be the king. There is nobody better than me. I know how to manage the king's affairs. I know how to fight a war, how to do kutaniti. I know how to do politics. I know how to give charity. In our words, I know how to do best kirtan. I know how to manage, how to collect the funds. I know how to manage the temple. I know how to give best lectures in every language. I know how to mesmerize people. So, we have to see, where is our North Star going on? Where are our symptoms going on of devotional service? Greatest of our acharyas, they are praying every day. Matulyo nasti papatma na aparadhicha kashchana pariharyairapi lajjame kimbruve purushottame. There is no sinful person than me. There is no aparadhi than me. Even if I want to tell you, I cannot tell you, my dear Lord. Rupa Goswami is praying like this. So that kind of mentality, even after doing so many things, Tattva Turuna Mashesha Mandalapati, still they are feeling like this. So similarly, Bali Maharaj, when he surrendered the entire universe in the cheating process of Vamanadev, still he felt himself that I am an offender. I am not the right person to please the Lord. That mentality made him Mahajana. That mentality glorified him perpetually. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa Deha Geha Jo Kichu Mora Arpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishora Marobi Rakhobi Jo Ichha Tohar Nitya Dasa Prati Tuva Adhikar. No, my dear Lord, you can deal with me in any way that you like. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. Or if you want to protect me, you can protect me. That was the mentality of Bali Maharaj. My dear Lord. And he told to Shukracharya also the same way. Even if he is Vishnu, still I will surrender. Either he will be defeated by me, or he will defeat me. The Acharyas give different meaning. Either he will be defeated by my bhakti, or he will defeat me by his love. That's the actual meaning of that verse. So, that's how it glorified Bali Maharaj, because he did not justify, he did not accuse the Lord, although the Lord apparently cheated him. That's why Jayadev Goswami also glorifies him. Can you show? Chandan Prabhu? Yeah. We'll sing that Jayadev Goswami stanza of how he glorifies in the introduction to Gita Govinda in his Prastavana preface. Yeah. Can somebody play Mridanga? Visible? This is from Dashavatara Stotra.
Halaya Shivikramane Balimadbhutavaman.
Boliye. Sab log boliye. Visible? Huh?
Fifth one.
Chalayasi vikramane balimadabhuta vamana. Padanakha nirajanita jana pavana. Chalaya shivikramane bali madbhuta vaman. Padanakha nirajanita jana pavan. Padanakha nirajanita jana pavan. Keshavadeta vamana rupa jaya jagadish hare. Jaya jagadish hare. Jai Jagadish Hare. Keshavadreta Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. Jaya Jagadish Hare. Jai Jagadish Hare.
जय श्री वामनदेव भगवान की. सो जयदेव गोस्वामी ऑल्सो ग्लोरिफाइड बलि महाराज एंड वामनदेव विद दिस ग्लोरिफिकेशन. ऑल्दो वामनदेव केम टू चीट बलि महाराज, स्टिल बलि महाराज सरेंडर्ड. एंड आउट ऑफ दैट वन टास्क, हाउ मेनी टारगेट्स बलि महाराज वामनदेव अचीव्ड? ही डिलीवर्ड द किंगडम ऑफ द यूनिवर्स टू इंद्रा. ही डिलीवर्ड बलि महाराज. And then also he generated Ganga Devi, Ganges. So many things. And after so many years we are reciting the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. So many people, millions and millions of devotees have been delivered by this pastime. Nobody can be so much multitask, multifarious person than Lord Krishna directly. So that's why it doesn't matter what happens in our life. We should be able to surrender to the Lord at every second with gratitude. The attitude of gratitude will increase our aptitude to the highest level of altitude in bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Jivan anitya janaho sar, tahi nanavidha vipada bhar. This material world is anitya. There is no assurance of this material world, no matter how much big is the insurance company. It is going to end at some point of time. So what we are supposed to do? Tahi nanavida vipadavhar. Although we are supposed to die after 80 years or 100 years, the remaining years are not peaceful. Tahi nanavida vipadavhar. They are also miserable. No matter whether we are prime minister or the president of the country, or whether we are a sweeper, anywhere. Namashraya kuri jatane tumi thakahu apane kaje. We should be able to take shelter of the holy name, Hari Katha, Hari Seva, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the holy dhams. The five essential devotional objects. And if we are able to develop that Ruchi, Namashraya, and Hari Katha, then our life is successful. And that development of Ruchi is possible when we thank the Lord, Tatya Anukampam Sushamikshamanu Bhunjan Evatm Kurtam Vipakam. Just like Bali Maharaj felt, it is by your mercy that I am being saved. Otherwise, I am an offender, my dear Lord. Nama Bina Kichu Nahi Kwara Chavada Bhuvana Maje. And except the holy name, there is nothing worthwhile to be protected in our life. हरिनाम बिना जीवेर अन्य नहीं रे, हरिनामे शुद्ध होइलो जगाई मधाई रे.
That same Vamandev has come in our life in the form of holy name to take away our false ego. That may be kuch hoon. One time one devotee from this, from one temple, very big temple, educated devotee preaching in IIT, he called me. 25 years he was preaching. Prabhu, mujhe kuch madad chahiye. Main bhi kuch karke dikhana chahta hoon. Main bhi kuch hoon. I also want to show something. These people have betrayed me. I want to show something. So I replied, aap jap karke dikhao. Just come here, sit down and chant 16 rounds. I asked him, have you completed your today's 16 rounds? Nahi Prabhuji, 5-6 wala baki abhi bhi. So, he did not listen to my suggestions, and thereafter now he is no more in bhakti. He went back home into materialistic life. So often devotees who complain, those who have, you know, grudges and fightings, they will not have much taste in the holy name, in the Bhagavatam, or serving the deities, or doing menial services. We will often find them having some rounds doing in the late midnight somewhere, or doing balance next day. That's how they fight. So that's why we should be able to develop taste in the principles given by Srila Prabhupada. We don't know what kind of nectar the demigods have drunk, but because by drinking that same nectar they are still afraid of the demons. But the nectar of Bhaktivedanta purports is immortal. Is immortal. If we take shelter of those purports with the sense of urgency, without ulterior motives, with seriousness and sincerity, that faith in the Lord's mercy is generated, like Bali Maharaj. This is the ultimate mercy of Srila Prabhupada to us. So that's why we should be able to develop taste in such devotional activities. Otherwise, we cannot figure out our devotional success in some certain designations, in certain projects, or there might be false ego of sweeping the floor also. Kitna achha toilet saaf kiya dekho maine. Nobody can do like this. I am the best toilet sweeper. So false ego can come after cleaning the toilet, or it can come after owning the entire universe, like Bali Maharaj. It can come any time. But the real glory is that when we surrender to the Lord, my dear Lord, I am nothing. That's real Balidan. You know Balidan? This word generated by Bali Maharaj. This word took birth from the donation of Bali Maharaj. We have a misunderstanding. When we hear in our schools or Independence Day and Republic Day, Jinda rehne ke mosam bohat hai magar, jaan dene ki rut roj aati nahi. When we hear such song, then only we understand or feel. So Balidan matlab wahi hai. That's the Balidan. What is patriotism? Marte marte kiya hai jatan. Like that. Saanse thamte gaye, labz jamte gaye. Everything was, you know, stopped and then we fought and then we achieved. That's not real Balidan. The word Balidan took birth from this canto. From the daan and charity given by Bali Maharaj. Bali chada hai. Hamara Bali chada hai. Bali ka bakra bana hai. You can just imagine. Bali Maharaj had all justification to give that reason. Ki mera Bali ka mera bakra bana hai. You know, we say. But still, he thanked the Lord. If you see the same song that we repeated, Bali Maharaj had all this justification. Saase thamte gai. Everybody was just, you know. Bali Maharaj also was silent. Labja jamte gai. Shukracharya want him. Give so much of justification. Do not do this, do not do this, do not do this. Like this. Phir bhi badhte kadam ko na rukne diya. Still he did not stop the kadam of Vamandev. The leg of Vamandev to go up to the heavenly planets or the downward planets. Basically speaking, entire Bollywood and entire patriotism or any bhakti, it directs towards Krishna. When it comes to Krishna, that's the ultimate perfection. but it has been misused in this way. Somebody is jumping from the 50th story, still is not harmed. There are thousands of bullets that are coming towards him, still is not dying. That's called as Bollywood hero. It's just imagination. It's called as mythologist, means Bollywood. Pure mythology means Bollywood. It's just imagine. This will happen, that will happen. This is the best beautiful actress of the Bollywood or Hollywood. It is imagination, nothing else. If you see their personal life, it is so horrible. So, if you want to do some charity, give like Bali Maharaj. He gave his entire kingdom along with his false ego. We may give a tulsi leaf or a kingdom. First, we should surrender our false ego to the Lord and thank the Lord always. My dear Lord, you are great and I am small. You are the owner of everything. So that's why, to understand this, we don't have our own energy, we don't have our own capacity that we can discover something or prove something or show something. We have to surrender. Like Bali Maharaj surrendered to Vamandev, we should surrender to Prabhupada and Radharas Bihari. My dear Lord, I am nothing, I am just insignificant. And to understand this, we should attend our daily morning programs, we should be able to read our books given by Srila Prabhupada. As we say in Hindi, when we read the books of Srila Prabhupada, Hindi mein kehte hain, Prabhupada ji ka pustak padhne se hamara mastak sudhar jata hai. Aur jab mastak sudhar jata hai, tab hum natamastak ho jate hain. Aur aise natamastak avastha mein, jab hum seva karte hain, tabhi hum Bhagwan ke hastak ban jate hain. नहीं तो यमराज हमारे दरवाजे पर दस्तक देते रहते हैं. तो सारांश में, इन ए सेंस, वी शुड बी एबल टू डेली रीड प्रभुपाद बुक्स, वी शुड बी एबल टू डेवलप टेस्ट इन द होली नेम, डू सम सेवा टू द लॉर्ड एंड टू हिज डिवोटीज, हियर हरि कथा, एंड वी शुड सी द बैरोमीटर of our bhakti. If we are developing trust in that activities, in those activities, then we are progressing. Or rather, if we are developing the opposite way, today I am just a member of the team, then I will be HOD, then I will be this, then I will be president, then I will be GBC, then I will be guru, then I will be prime minister, then I will be Bali Maharaj one day, because there is nothing higher than Brahmanda, like that. Then Vamande will come. Then again he will ask for 3 steps and then again he will remove us. No matter whether we are Bali Maharaj or Subroto Rai or whether we are Ratan Tata, anybody, they will be driven out and they will be made to either be humble or be humbled. Ourselves we have to be humble, otherwise we will be humbled by the Lord. Choice is ours. So in summary, we discussed about right beyond right, that although Bali Maharaj was technically right, but since Lord Vishnu himself came as Vamandev to ask him 3 steps of land, he surrendered with happiness, with gratitude. And we discussed that in every situation we should be thankful to the Lord, following the footsteps of Bali Maharaj. We discussed about the Francesco, the saintly person of Italy, and Prabhupada approved him as a Vaishnava, that we should be thankful to the Lord always. Like Bhishma Pitamaha, he gave the test, he arranged the test to Yudhishthir and Duryodhana. Then we have to judge ourselves. Nobody else is going to judge who we are. Either we are followers of Duryodhana or Yudhishthir. Then we discussed about Jayadeva Goswami and what is actual Balidan. So actual Balidan is given by Bali Maharaj. And if we surrender our false ego to the Lord, that I am the best, I am the best, and I am the best, I am nothing, I am just worst, I am just insignificant, and my dear Lord, you are the best, that's real Balidan. It's not that somebody dies for the country, or somebody dies for the society, or somebody dies for somebody. That's not a real Balidan. Balidan means giving our false ego and everything to the pleasure, or fulfilling the desire of Lord Shri Radharaj Bihari Sri Vamandev. That's real Balidan. That's real Bali Chadaya Gaya. Don't take it in a negative connotation. Mera Bali Chadaya. If it is for the Lord, then it's ultimate glorification. Jai Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki. We still have 2 minutes. If anybody has any comments or questions, they're welcome.
Hare Krishna. So, Guruji, accepting oneself as insignificant and gratitude, so how this will come? Because you said, but we don't have this gratitude.
I do not understand the question.
You, just like you mentioned that we should feel ourselves insignificant and we should have gratitude for the Lord. So how we can get this means?
That's what I told you at the end. We should read Prabhupada's books. We should do menial services. And most important, which I forgot to tell, we should obey the authorities appointed by Srila Prabhupada. Reading Prabhupada books, doing menial services and obeying the authorities will create and generate that insignificant or that attitude of gratitude which will please the Lord by doing this. And specifically Srila Prabhupada books and the holy name is so powerful that it can deliver us Krishna. It has delivered us Krishna. Prabhupada has given us Krishna. We have to just realize it. Just like once there was a stone the sculptor, and he made out a beautiful deity, and somebody came and asked him, "You made a beautiful deity." He said, "No, I did not make. The deity was already there. I just removed the unwanted parts." So similarly, Krishna is already there within our life, given by Prabhupada. We have to just remove our anarthas, false ego and everything. It's possible by Srila Prabhupada's purpose, by serving and serving the Vaishnavas and the authorities, following the footsteps. Hare Krishna. Our time is over. If anybody has any question, they can personally meet me. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.